It's weird because after I got off the phone with you yesterday talking about getting you on the air about road construction this morning, I ran up to the SIU Credit Union in Energy. And I'm coming south on 148, and I go, oh, there's that sign Keith was telling me about, some road construction getting ready to start on that on 148.
We do have. Actually, we've got some. There's been a little confusion because we've got some work going now on 148 that's south of 13, goes down to I-57. That stretch of road, we've been doing some patching. That'll be going most of the season. They'll begin next week with milling and placing some binder and some safety shoulders. But some other signs are indicating we're going to actually have a closure of 148 this upcoming weekend, Tom, just north of Grand and McCree Road. It won't be in front of anybody's driveway or businesses, but through traffic, you know, people won't be able to get through on 148 beginning Friday about 6 o'clock until, this is a little different, we've done some weekend closures. This one will be closed until Tuesday, May 8th at 6 in the morning.
All right, so you get as much as you can at night and the weekend and then try to get everything open for business on Tuesday then.
We do that way. The schools and the local, the day-to-day commuters aren't as affected. For the, you know, the general, we've had a lot of successes with weekend closures. We're not having to stage work. We're getting it done cheaper, faster. It is a little bit of an inconvenience, but we're in and out. And that seems to work really, really well for us.
A lot less pressure on the workers in the site when you do it on weekends, too?
Well, you know, I tell you what, it's extended. They work pretty well continuously.
Right.
So
there's
a lot of shift changes, and they're working harder and faster. But one thing about it, just the safety, without, you know, you don't think of 148 in that area to be a high-speed location or anything of that nature, but just somebody, as we mentioned before, somebody's distracted or one of the workers steps out in front of somebody, at least you don't have the traveling public to deal with. So that's a big benefit as well.
Well, I every time you say construction on 148, I go back to my friend Al Thomas. You're my mutual friend who brought me traffic statistics, because I'm like, yeah, prove it. And he says, 148 and 13, busiest intersection in southern Illinois. And that's what I always think of when I hear about construction in that zone. Not so much the intersection, but that, you know, you've got four directions where you've got a lot of traffic all the time. And I think we maybe fail to understand that until you're really in that day, in there in the afternoon, you realize just how many people are in that zone.
Exactly. You sit there, if you get stopped at 148, just scan the intersection and look around and look at how many vehicles and look at how big the intersection is.
Right. And gone up. Now 57, you've got a piece of work going on, 24 and 57. That's going to be going on for a while.
Well, the one we got one right now coming up. They're going to start this evening doing some patching. It's a short-duration contract, but it's in Franklin County on 57, and we know how busy that section of roadway is. We are going to do all the work at night. Little maintenance project going to last about 3 weeks, but it's all throughout Franklin County on 57, so people definitely need to be aware of that project.
But that 5724, you don't have some. I haven't been down there to look at it yet. I just read the press release, and there was some concrete barriers set up and over a bridge or something?
146.
Is that 146? Okay.
Well, we've got 146 that we've got. I don't know if you remember last year, I-57 over 146, we did the southbound structure. We replaced it, and now we've got head-to-head traffic. So on that particular one, there's not barrier, but or there's barrier separating, you know, the northbound and southbound traffic.
That's it. Okay. All right. I get that's the one.
That's what we got, and that'll be most of the season to replace that one.
So this summer, I mean, if I asked you, if I said, hey, Keith, what's the biggest thing going on this summer in southern Illinois in road construction, what would you point out?
Yeah, it's kind of funny, Tom, because we really don't have, over the last few years, and that's something that I wanted to mention to you about safety and things, is we don't have these mega projects, these projects that are going on for 2 and 3 seasons continually. So people are getting very familiar with it. They understand something's going to be happening. The way our funding is, we're more into a maintenance kind of gear right now.
Right.
To where we're doing some painting, some crack sealing, some patching, some... we still got good-sized projects, but we're doing a lot more of the maintenance-type work. And it's kind of, like I said before, you get in and you get out. So it's hard to notify the traveling public. Some of them got multiple locations, so press releases don't even really do them justice, or the message board. So... this year, the critical thing is just that everybody is you know, they've got to be aware because we could pop up almost at any given time.
But here's the interesting thing: when I listen to you talk, and you say they're getting used to it, and you say we get into these small projects, maintenance projects, we get in fast and get out again, and the reason why is because you recognize people have their routine where they do the exact same thing. When you change something, it's a struggle. And when you throw distracted driving on top, and I don't think that it's fair to have this conversation without mentioning distracted driving. You put somebody in even for just one day to do some patching in a zone, and it's so dramatically different from what they do every day, it confuses the driver. And that confusion matched with a large level of distracted driving makes road construction probably more dangerous than it's been in a long time. I mean, we got a good taste of it, and I don't mean that in a derogatory sense at all, you know, because we had a rough year on 57 last year.
Oh, very bad. I mean, not only with when we go out there and do work, but just on an everyday basis. You talk about distracted driving and people changing patterns. You and I were mentioning earlier the I-57 corridor and the wrecks, but everybody's got their own philosophies. We're doing a lot of studies on it right now, trying to figure out exactly what's going on. We've done safety assessments. We've had various different groups come in and look at it, along with our local IDOT people, ISP, Bureau of Safety. But, you know, you were talking about everybody's got their own little opinion, but it seems to me one thing I always talk about is, you know, you go to Atlanta. If I drive to Atlanta, buddy, I'm watching my I've got both hands on the wheels. You know what I'm saying? I'm paying attention. And I think a lot of the stuff is, if you look at all four directions off that 57 corridor between 64 and 24, all four directions, our traffic volumes are very low, Tom. Oh. And it's not until they all come together that it's congested through that location. And I think people just get used to just traveling a rural interstate. There's not a whole lot of activity, not a whole lot of, you know, not a lot of exits, not a lot of business, you know, just not a lot of ton of stuff going on. And I think they get in that lull where they're just kind of cruising around, not paying good attention. And then when we get them in that corridor, it's almost like driving through Atlanta.
Right. And what you're talking about is what you're talking, and see, because this makes sense to me. I mean, I can literally see this as a whole bunch of traffic starts coming into these, we'll call them arteries, right, veins, and before it gets to the artery, and the artery is 57, and that artery where you have the most blood running through it, and that's what we're going to call our corpus, our car's corpuscles for this, is 64-24. Right. Mm-hmm. And in that busy area, because, you know, what's interesting is from what I can remember last year in the 57 crashes, that was the area that bustling area that happens. And then 24, we split that up and you go two different directions. Some of the pressure's taken off.
Yes. And I think people coming into that area don't realize, I mean, no, it's not the volume of Atlanta, but just the comparison is, there's a lot of traffic. It's only a two-lane for the majority of it. It's just a two-lane or four-lane interchange, interstate, two in each direction. And the capacity is just, it's peaked out. And people don't understand that people, they're that close together, they're side by side, and it's a domino effect, Tom. You know, if you're out on the outside with not a lot of things going on, you have time to react. But through that section, it's extremely important that people are paying attention because they're tight, there's a lot of them, and things happen very quickly.
You know, I did not call and talk to you after the Route 13 project was completed. And I felt really bad about it because we spent so much time warning and saying, I kept thinking we should have, you know, been down here at the Wolf Creek overpass and had a bottle of champagne against the buttress or something, you know?
You want to name it something besides Wolf Creek Overpass?
Well, yeah, I do, actually, the River Radio Overpass, but or the Tom Miller Overpass, that'd be fun, too. Because you know, getting that project done, it took so long. There were so many changes. People are still struggling. I noticed someone trying to pull off of Route 13 into Cambria. No, excuse me, into Craneville about 2 weeks ago, and they couldn't understand why they couldn't do it. They stopped in the lane trying to figure out how to go back in. You got people that are in that, but the road is good. It's done. I mean, I'm watching the traffic spin by now. There goes one of the Williamson County Sheriff's Department as I speak. You know, that project is behind you, and that was monster, Keith.
That was a very, very big project. I think it did last almost three full construction seasons. As you mentioned, a lot of staging. There are some changes, and we've discussed those before as far as some of the accessibility across 13 now, some of the side roads, encouraging people to use the Wolf Creek overpass and the frontage system just for safety's sake now that we've got three lanes in each direction. We had a lot of issues with people trying to pull across there at Samuel or at Craneville, those particular main there. Just imagine trying to pull across those lanes of traffic, Tom. You see them all the time, right. Maybe pulling a boat or pulling a camper or something of that nature. People get stuck in the median, and we had a lot of issues with that. So,
right. Well, you know,
but it seems to be people seem to be working. We've watched it. I probably need to, you know, if you see issues like that, let me know, because we could always try and add some signage and things of that nature.
Yeah.
It's not until you get it built that you really, really, truly understand how people are going to react to it.
True enough.
So if there's anything, obviously you know how that goes, if there's anything we can do to make it better, we'll be more happy to look into it.